Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have a very special guest with us. Joining us on our show is Mariska Phillips. She is an acting coach and director, and her resume is very long and intriguing. So without further ado, Mariska Phillips, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Latrice, for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. As an acting coach, you've trained some of the best in the business, like Kerry Washington from Scandal, Tasha Smith, and many others. What is the process of working with individuals preparing for film, theater, or television roles?
Well, you know, there is no real cookie cutter form to doing this. You have to meet each actor where they are, project by project. You know, some actors are stronger with, you know, lines and some, you know, but the main work that I do with actors is character development. And character development starts with doing a full character bio so that we know that this character has had a full life the moment you met this character. So just because you meet them at the in the first scene and there you see them as a 30-year-old woman, you want to know what led up to that moment that we meet them. So we do a full background on this character, and that goes from their schooling, their social economic status, their parents, any childhood trauma. So we just like really load the actor up with good stuff to work and play with as they go through each scene, because you want to really honor the moment that you're in. And when you're in each scene, you want to honor the moment, and things can bubble up. And part of preparation, I mean, preparation is key. Preparation to anything, right? I mean, you have to be prepared. And that's my main concern when it comes to my actors. Are you fully prepared? You get on that set, you're going to come up against a lot of different energies. You have to listen to your director. You have to listen to your fellow actor, and you have to stay in the moment. So that's my work with them, is making sure they're very, very prepared.
Okay, that's good. I love that. So you're working on a new film, Melinda, the short film. Can you tell us about this project? Has it been, is it still going on ongoing, or has it been completed?
No, well, it's still happening. We're in post-production. Melinda, I've written it as a full-length feature. This summer I had the means, thanks to my executive producer, Leah Randolph. She's a doctor and she's in the mental health field. And when she read the script, she was like, man, this is like a platform for, you know, people to see signs of something coming in terms of, you know, just seeing the signs and not ignoring them until something bad happens, you know? And so that was like, she was like, I want to help you tell this story. And so I decided to write it as a short. So that's what we're doing now. We filmed it. It's in the can, as we say. The actors were amazing. And just going through the footage, I get so overwhelmed because it's just like, it's like they did such a good job. You don't know which take is the best, the next is better than the last. And it's like, we have starring as Melinda, LaChance. She is the Tony Award winner from the first Color Purple. She got the Tony for Sealy in the Color Purple. And today it was just announced that she's coming back to Broadway as Donna Summers. So we have her.
Okay.
I know, right? Playing Melinda. we have Monifa Carter. She's an R&B recording artist, but she's also a very, very good actress. I've been working with her as her acting coach teacher since 2011. She's also one of the leads. So we have, you know, we've assembled a really stellar cast, and I'm excited to bring them to you. Right now, like I said, we're in post-production. I just found an editor. And so I'm waiting for the first cut so that, you know, we could see what we have. And after we finish editing, I'll get it to my composer. His name is Kenny Seymour. He's been on Broadway composing and conducting as a musical director for years. And now he's about to come back to Broadway in the Temptations musical called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. So not only do I have a stellar cast, I have a stellar creative team helping me put all of this together as well.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite cast members that you really were like put in awe with their performance in the film Melinda?
I can't say. It's everybody. Like everybody everybody brought their A game. I'm telling you. I cannot say who was better than who, because, you know, the great thing about me being an acting coach and a director, we were able to do 2 days of table work, meaning, you know, we got to sit across from each other, read it, chop it up, process it, answer any questions. I even got a chance to do, some minor rewrites for clarity, because they were like, oh, I like this line, but what does it mean? So I was like, okay, if you're asking me what it means, that means I need to clarify it. So I went back in, rewrote it. Then we had another table read, you know, so that was a luxury, because oftentimes, you know, you just walk onto set and, you know, you get your makeup, your hair, your wardrobe, and you have to be on set. There's not that luxury to really process the work at the table, such as in theater or even television. So, you know, everyone held their own, you know. Also, you know, we had Lilias White. She's also a Tony Award winner, and she's just in The Get Down on Netflix as the Madam on that show.
Okay.
Jerome Preston Bates, he played Melinda's father. He just won a Tony on Broadway for August Wilson's Seven Guitars. So it's like everybody, I mean, I don't have a favorite because everyone was on point.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners, I understand you're crowdfunding your budget for your movie. Is that correct? Are you still doing that?
I am still crowdfunding because of post. You know, I had enough to get it done. Now I need enough to finish it, get all the make so it's beautiful and it sounds good. You know, post-production is just as important as production because, you know, I always hear you can mess up a beautiful film in post with bad sound or poor editing. And so, yeah. So I'm not trying to have that happen. And so also I'm helping, trying to get funds for, to submit it to the film festivals as well. You know, that's like $50 a pop as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to take my time and do it well in an spirit of excellence, as I say.
Okay. All right. So how can our listeners participate in the project with you as far as helping fund your movie?
Oh, yeah. I'm on GoFundMe, www.GoFundMe.com/Melinda the short film. And that you could find a whole lot of information. We have great incentives depending on what level you donate. But everyone that donates, they get invited to the VIP private screening with the cast and crew here in New York.
All right.
So, I mean, we can't fly everybody in, mind you. But if you can get to New York, you got a seat.
That is a nice little perk. Okay.
yeah, for sure.
So, yes, it is. So what advice would you give others interested in getting into acting?
I would say find a class. I would say start studying films, start studying your favorite actors. Of course, you don't want to mock them, but you know, we mm-hmm. learn from each other. So you can start seeing qualities in certain actors that you would like to embody and make it your own. I would also say go online and Google free monologues and free scenes. They have scenes and monologues. You could put yourself on tape, you know. I don't know. I work with actors over the internet. Like, I do Skype sessions. I do like the FaceTime sessions, because I have actors in Houston. I have actors in Atlanta and LA, and often I can't be everywhere. Right. So often mm-hmm. I work with them over Skype, and it's just as effective. I mean, being in the room, of course, it's a more visceral, I guess, being in somebody locking mm-hmm. eyeballs face to face in the same room, but the work we do over Skype is very effective. So if anyone, you know, is interested in Skype sessions or anything like that, they could reach out to me. My business phone is 516-300-3260.
All right. Now, that is some good. That's some good information. And guys, I'll repost mm-hmm. that on our Facebook page as well, for those of you who are interested in talking with Mariska for acting classes and lessons and tips and whatever.
This is what I want them to know, that it doesn't matter where you are in your artistry. Like, I love first-time actors, and I love seasoned actors. And what we can do, what I often like to do on our first session, is do an actor's assessment. And with that, I'll mm-hmm. provide you with the monologue. We'll do some emotional flexibility exercises. Just that'll let me see how emotionally available you are to yourself, and how willing you are to give yourself over to characters. Because the way I work, this is method Stanislavski method, it mainly deals with emotional sense memories, meaning events that has already taken place in your life. So we tap in on an event, one of your life events, and bring that to the forefront of your spirit, and then we take that sensation and give it over to the character.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So how can our listeners connect with you on social media and stay connected with projects that you have going on?
On Facebook, I have a couple of pages. Facebook page, Mariska Phillips, Mariska Phillips, Phillips. And also I have a school page, Mariska Phillips Theatrical Preparatory. That'll come right up. And then also my website is www.mariskaphillips.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, there you guys have it. Be sure to check her out. And definitely, if you're interested in supporting her movie, Melinda, go to her GoFundMe account.
Yes, please, you guys. We need your help. For real.
Hey,
I really want to see this to completion. You know?
I do, too.
Thank you.
And I do have a teaser. I have a teaser posted on our Facebook page, so you guys can check out the teaser to Melinda.
Oh, you do?
The movie. Yes, I posted on Sister's Place. So everyone can check it out.
I got to look at it. I have to like your page.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And I am looking forward to this movie coming to the film festival, the mini film festival. I know it's going to get
here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Praise is up on that. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Well, Mariska, you have a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to talk with Sister's Place tonight.
Thank you for the invitation. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. All right, guys.
Okay.
That is our show. Stay blessed, stay humble, and don't forget, go to our Facebook page. Details will be posted on our Facebook page about Miss Mariska Phillips.